our meeting today. You got your recorder?
And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag's right behind. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you everybody for being here. The first thing would be we would open for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited, or we would like you to limit them to 3 minutes. Make sure when you step up and speak that you state your name and address for the record. The first thing we need to do now is approval for the meeting minutes for our October 1st and December 3rd meetings. Does anybody have any comments on?
Just one thing on the December 3rd under planning and zoning,
okay,
where it said that you, with the condition of low lighting restrictions in conjunction with Red Rock Conservation, should it say Red Rock design overlay?
Yeah.
Or
design overlay.
Right down there. Because were you referring to the overlay when you made that?
I mean, yes. I mean, I was just. I mean, I think we're revising the low lighting restrictions within.
Right, but no, if that was the condition, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Simple wording, just wording change.
And if there's no other changes on either of those, I will move to approve both meeting minutes.
Approve.
All right. Next will be approval of the agenda for tonight, January 28th, 2026.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
All right, in agreement. Everyone,
yes.
All right. And next will be our informational items. We will first receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Good evening, everyone. Jordan Bunker with the Water District. Just to start off, since October, we've received almost 5 inches of precipitation, which is fantastic. Year to date, that's about 179% of the 35-year average. So that's good, and hopefully we'll start to see some of that runoff coming into the aquifer and helping out our well levels. With that, the wells were measured actually this morning. The north well came in at 15.47 feet below land surface, and the south well came in at 15.2 feet below land surface. So they've actually already started to come up a little bit. That's about 2 inches higher than what it was at last month. Still about 3 feet lower than where we were at last year at this time. Other than that, the water distribution system remains stable and in good condition without any major leaks or breaks to report. And that concludes my report. If there are any questions.
Thanks for the graph on the back.
I don't have any questions either.
No questions.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you for your time.
Yep. All right, next we'll receive a report from Metro regarding activity in the area.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I am Sergeant Brent Garcia, and typically I would have my officers come out here, but we've had a restructuring of how the patrol jurisdiction goes, and so we're figuring that out right now, and that's part of the reason I'm here. But what I wanted to do is tell you a little about the crime that's going on in this area. Before I showed up, I drew a box around Blue Diamond. It's 5 miles by 3 miles, okay? And within that box, I ran all the calls for service that have happened in the past 32 days. And what that looks like is 37 calls for service, okay? About 50% of those is officer-initiated. So officers coming to town, they stick around, they look, see if anything's going on, and then they head out, right? Or they stop and they talk to somebody. Now, the most violent call for service we had in the past month was a son and father. They got into a fight, and the son attempted to stab the father with a screwdriver at the gas station, right?
Wow.
However, they don't live here, They're from Rainbow and Smoke Ranch. Yes. Now, as far as Blue Diamond itself, I drew a 1 mile circle around Blue Diamond. There were 8 calls for service. Of those, there were only 3 that weren't officer initiated. And those 3 were a 404 911 disconnect, where 2 people were talking about a trespass. It was 2 women speaking. Didn't turn out to be anything. And then we had 2 burglary alarms that, again, didn't turn out to be anything. And so overall, the picture's looking pretty good on paper, right? But that doesn't mean anything if you don't feel like you're being served and if you don't feel comfortable in your own neighborhood. And so if you have any questions for me, I can tell you more about what's on my sheet, or you're more than welcome to share any concerns or questions you have for me. Wow. I was about to say, that's an easy crowd.
Yeah. I brought up about the gunfire and stuff, and about officers being able to get to the people shooting the guns out by our houses and not going over the hills into safe areas.
And yes. And so if you call us, we're going to come out. If you have a call that maybe doesn't rise to the level of 311 or 911, but you still want to speak to a police officer, you're more than welcome to call me. And if you'd like, you can take out your cell phone and take my cell phone number down. I'm Sergeant Brent Garcia.
You're going to regret that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
Again, Brent Garcia, my number is 702-278-5070.
That's, yeah,
well, you want to know, so not. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you again. It's 702-278-5070. And I have my card right here, which also has my email address. I'll leave it up here on this table. You're more than welcome to take a photo. Nothing else?
Sergeant,
yes, sir.
What jurisdiction covers the Avery Street on State Route 159 corner? I did see a guy several months ago just shooting. And is that state police or metro?
So I'd have to look to tell you intelligently, because we have NHP, we have BLM, we have Metro, and we all share the same areas, and depending on what side it's at, it makes a difference. But I'm always willing to do that starting point. And for this question, I'll find out, and I'll get back with you directly. But either way, you can still call me.
Okay. And when we talked earlier this afternoon, is there anything that could be done to stop the eastbound cars on State Road 60 from making the illegal left turn and U-turns around the barrier and using Avery Street to cut through instead of just making the left light at the 159 corner?
Andrew Bennett is the traffic safety director for Clark County, and I talk with him on a regular basis. But basically, it looks like we need more engineering in the area. I can speak with him and see if that's something we can do. There are 80,000 intersections in Clark County, and they always prioritize which ones are causing the most accidents. But if it's a concern for you, it's a concern for me, and I'll ask them about it.
Right, but it's not Clark County. It's NHP.
NHP.
It's NHP NDOT.
Even then, I'll reach out to NHP or NDOT and see what we can do about it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you for being so nice to me. I didn't.
Well, we got to give him credit. I met him this afternoon. That event started at 3.
Yes.
Talked to him, and he's here tonight. So very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
All right. Next is to receive a report from BLM. So that's you, Boris.
Boris Buff, NCA manager for Red Rock Canyon. Just wanted to share a few things with you. Lately, we had a few boroughs on the road, and I just wanted to share with you that we are working with NDOT trying to get the fences fixed. I mean, it's a recurring problem. We're even trying to see if NDOT will, because it's an NDOT fence, we're trying to see if we can have volunteers patrol that regularly and fix those. I mean, we're aware it's a problem, and if you see boroughs on the road, you can contact us. I'm not going to give you my cell phone. Also, we have some, we will be working in February on some of the trails by Blue Diamond Hill, also Cowboy Trails. There's some rerouting, there's some volunteer projects going on there to some trail maintenance. This fall, we'll probably, if you're interested, we have some volunteer projects coming up for the Legacy Trail. We need to collect some seeds and some plants on the proposed route. You want to save those and replant them. And speaking of the Legacy Trail, some of the updates there, you know, just to let you know what's going on. By April, we are hoping to receive the NEPA document, the National Environmental Protection Act, Policy Act, document for phases 2 through 5. So we get them from the contractor, and then we will be reviewing that internally. That's in April. Then phase 2, we are expecting the 95 design review in March. And then in April, we are expecting to get the 30% design for phases 3 and 4.
Okay.
And yeah, those are tentative dates, but those are the dates that I'm going to have in the next few months. And that was all I had for you.
I have a question. Where did the fences stop? So the burrows, a lot of the burrows are around where Serpentine is, at that zag, you know, where there's a lot more foliage and everything. That's where I see them a lot on the road. Matter of fact, today they were on the road. Does that barbed wire fence go, because I know that's private land, is it there too, or... is it just in the right of way on the?
That's fine. Well, I mean, it should be in the right of way because it's NDOT who's supposed to that fence. But I mean, we're the ones who notice when it's working.
Yeah, it's definitely there's a few areas in there because they're coming. They go across the street and then they're ending up going up into Blue Diamond Hill and then over in the fossil. So,
yeah, I mean, again, we're trying to do it regularly. And NDOT has been coming out maybe every 2 years to fix them, but we just try to be a lot more responsive. So, again, we're trying to work with our volunteers to see if we just fix them out when we see them. If you let us know, I mean, we are aware of where many of them are, you know, our rangers.
I'll keep my eye out. It's around the sanitation area in that area.
Yeah, the hard part is it's right where that turn is too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a blind turn, and then because of the wash, there's a lot of overgrowth. So it's you come around, and they're right there on the side.
Yeah, that donkey killed a Tesla a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it did.
Well, the donkey didn't make it either. But,
I was coming out 2 weeks ago. Just happened to be coming out here, came around the corner, and our wild horse and burrow specialist was pulled over because there was two mamas and two babies on the road. And she and I followed them back in, and someone had cut the fence.
Yeah,
across from Arroyo.
They cut it over there a lot too to get over in and hike those slot canyons over there.
Yeah,
it
had been cut.
Yeah.
We noticed that a lot of broken fences actually cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to reach out. We're not blaming anybody per se, but we're also reaching out to the mountain bike community. Tell them, please don't do that. This is for public safety. Please don't cut the fence. But again, we don't really know who's doing it. We just suspect.
They're not mountain bikers. They're climbers.
Climbers?
I'm going to blind them. No, it was the climbers. We would never do that. Mountain bikers would never do that.
Sounder, maybe if there's a way when they repair those fences, maybe there's organizations within for the mountain bike associations too that maybe we could get involved and do some kind of entrance that doesn't allow the burros out, but can also let the mountain bikers in because they come right off up there up by Wheeler too.
Well, some of those trails are non-sanctioned.
True.
You don't want to put a gate there.
I suppose that's true. They're almost sanctioned though, Boris.
We've been working.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next is BLM Law Enforcement, which I don't think they're here tonight.
No.
All right. All right. Next is Blue Diamond Library. Kay, did you have anything?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. So it is December. It's almost the end. The library does a winter reading challenge. So there's still time. If you want to read 3 hours, you can get your bookmarks in, and then we're doing our winter challenge for this library on Saturday. We have our February calendars up, and we'll be doing some special things. On Thursday mornings, we'll be doing a reading with Ranger Kate. So Kate from the Spring Mountain Ranch State Park will be down, and she'll be doing story time and teaching different things. And then the library here we're having our signature event, which is Library Lover Celebration, and that's Thursday, February 26th. We're going to start off story time with Ranger Kate, and then we'll close with John Lewitt, who's a magician. And that'll be in here, and then we'll have activities outside on the driveway as well. So it's going to be a fun-filled day, and otherwise we're hanging in there, and hope everybody's doing okay. And if you need a calendar or information, just let me know. There's things in the foyer.
Thank you. All right, next is an update from Clark County.
Yeah, and I had to run out of the office today, so I don't have updates on the recent land use applications. I'm just going to tell you what happened with the last two. I apologize, I didn't get that. The Red Rock Overlay, a bunch of you joined us last week.
For everything else.
And this is, if you guys have been here for a while, you know, we kind of went through this a few years ago, but for several reasons, it wasn't able to be done at that time. So I have provided the comments that were made then and the draft that I came up with at that time. I provided that to planning, but they want to go through the process and get the information from everybody, so they can do that. So if you have input that you want to share, you can email it to me. You can drop it off here. And I'll pick it up, or you can email it in, you can email it to planning. It's just information on the overlay. And if you weren't there, the overlay was written many years ago, and if you look through it, there's a lot of language that doesn't make sense, that is completely unenforceable, that is extraneous. One of the examples I've used is the lighting. There's like a section like this long on lighting, and I think when we all talk about it, we want low lighting. We don't, you know, we want to keep low lighting. I don't know that we need to be told where in our landscape to place it and that it has to be blocked by a plant. I mean, that seems a little, because what if that plant does? I mean, it just seems a little excessive. So so that's kind of what we're going for with the rewrite is, what do you really want? Let's boil it down to what we want to see in this area and get it in the code and written so that it's understandable and enforceable. So that's where we are with that. Boris talked about phases 1 through 4 of Legacy Trail. Phase 5 is the one that connects from down kind of Captain Joe's-ish area all the way to Wallapai. That is, right now we are talking to, there's one private, in all 19 miles, there's one private property that we have to go over. And we are in negotiations with that private property owner right now. And assuming we're successful, which I hope we are, once we clear that up, we'll be at 75% design. So everything's moving along. I know it's not as fast as everybody would like, but it's pretty quick for federal projects, so, or multiple federal projects. So the other thing is, and it didn't get on the agenda, and I apologize, Laura, there's some miscommunications. About speeding in the village. I did receive a letter with a lot of information on it. I've already started looking into the things that were asked for. I was hoping, that's actually how I met Sergeant Garcia this afternoon. I was hoping that they would...
I didn't get a ticket.
No, thank goodness. No. But I was hoping that they had portable speed reader signs. And he said, we should ask the county. I said, oh, okay, well, there we go. So the county doesn't have many because they keep getting stolen. So we're going to figure that out. But there's a whole lot of things on the list. And I will work with Public Works on them and see what we can come up with. And we'll talk about it in full next month. And that's all I have for tonight.
I do have a quick question on the rewrite for comments. Mm-hmm. Do you have a deadline on that?
Oh, you know what? I was supposed to ask that and I didn't get it. I'll let you know.
I was just curious how long people had, what that comment period looked like.
What is also on the timeline for the rewrite for Red Rock Overlay? Like, what is the county's timeline? Is it going to be 2 years from now that we're committing? We're submitting our comments now, but in 2 years, is it going to happen? Like, what is your guys'
timeline? I don't think so. They haven't given me a timeline. It's not my project. It's planning project.
I get it.
I don't have a timeline. I'll give you an update next month. Okay. I'm thinking about 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's about where it is. Well, Commissioner Jones is the one who asked planning to do it because we had worked on it so much in 2023. So I know he's going to want it done. And
is he trying to get it done before re-election? I mean, obviously.
He's done at the end of the year. He's
not
ready for re-election.
I know. That's
what
I'm asking, if he's trying to get it done before he exits out, is my question.
He has a lot of priorities he wants to get done, and that is one of them.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Is the when Justin on that meeting in December where he said that they were talking about possibly expanding the disposal boundary from Hualapai up to Colca, is that the Southern Nevada Economic Development and Conservation Act?
I don't think so. It's the lands bill, so I don't think so.
Okay, because there was something I was watching with Senator Cortez Masto, and she was talking about affordable housing, water conservation, BLM, HUD, local government, and I thought that that was maybe what Justin was talking about.
I don't know if that's the fancy title for it. I don't know. I'm not following that part of it. I let him
If that is, mm-hmm. could we have somebody here at our next meeting from their office? I called 2 days ago and nobody ever called me back.
I will talk to the commissioner about it because it's been in Congress for like 4 years. So I don't know. And it's changed so many times. I will find out if that's even worth talking about, because it may never go anywhere.
It's moving. Trust me, it's moving. I know for a fact it's moving. So
I will see.
If it is moving that fast, if we could have somebody here, if it relates to this bill.
Yeah.
What's the bill? Do you have the bill number?
S-1005.
All right. Anything else? No. All right. We'll move next into our planning and zoning item. So we will hear application WS250828-B O Investments LLC with a waiver of development standards. There's actually 4 waivers and a design review. So not sure who's representing.
Before they get started, I just want to point out that this is not a zone change. The zoning is already in place on the property. So this isn't an argument or a discussion about the zoning of the property. This is just about the project they're presenting.
Can you clarify, does that mean they can build the tavern no matter what, and they're just asking for input and waivers about what it's going to be?
Well, it doesn't
mean
they can build it no matter what. But
they're not commercial, no comments about whether they can.
A commercial project will be approved there because there is commercial zoning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you clarify the zoning? Because on the site plan, they're calling it out as corridor mixed use, but on the it's called out as CG in the county.
It's a CG.
I think
just
that was the change in the.
It's a CG, needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I have some plans for
you.
And I have like one big site plan.
Okay.
And everything.
Here, I actually pulled this up. I have it on my computer if you guys want these. So you have, I'll set this out. Elevations, site plan, cross section.
Just kind of like in front of the TV.
Yeah. And that's landscaping plan. The bugs are buzzing my head.
My name is Olena with Susanna Tarakhtek. The address is 1950 East Farm Springs, 89119. So we're presenting this project. The site is located on the southeast corner of Blue Diamond and Erskine Junction Road, which is right across the street from the Chevron. That's there. The lot is like 5.04 acre. And we're just building on a little portion of it because the rest is like for future development. The zoning currently is CG and planned land use is CM. We're proposing a 2-story cabin with a rooftop deck. Total square footage is gonna be 13,173 square foot. That's for all like first floor and second floor. We're providing 100% parking. We're supposed to have 74 and we're providing 74, 3 of them being handicap and also like bicycle parking. Landscape, it's 100% landscape. We're providing all street and parking. Not sure why there is, we were asking for a waiver first, but then we updated the plans. So I'm not sure why this has not been updated. So for the waiver that is asking for the landscape, it's actually provided.
So that's waiver number one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the required number of trees, you are doing the required number then?
Yes.
Okay, because there was one in here for parking too. It looked like you were one parking stall shy, and you revised that as well. So you do have 74 spaces?
We do have 74,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Site is going to be accessed through a driveway from Erskine Junction Road, so it's not like through Blue Diamond, by the way. We're providing an attached sidewalk. This is another waiver we're asking for, and the reason is just like we're matching whatever is across the street, which is like the Chevron. That's another waiver that's listed.
Okay.
Building height is going to be 34 feet and 8 inches. The allowable is 35 feet per the Red Rock overlay. And we're proposing like different material and colors and elevation and like roof heights and everything that's shown on the renderings provided. And that's, I believe, all I have for now. If you guys have any questions.
All right, we'll go ahead and open this up to public comment. Just please, if you guys, make sure you state your name and address.
All right. I'm Carmen, 19 Cerrito Street. I just don't understand, sorry, number four, wasteful offsite improvements. Can someone explain what that means?
Yes. Just going to talk on the site plan right here. So this is the whole site, and we're building only on this portion. We are providing the all the offsite improvements on this portion, but not the rest. So this is what the waiver is for.
Full offsites are curb, gutter, sidewalk, and street lights, and full width paving.
So it's saying they don't have to do that on the part.
It's saying, yeah.
That's why we're asking for the waiver, just like for the future development, because we have no idea what's going to happen there. But we are providing it around the whatever we're building.
And then, sorry, can you also clarify number three, alternative driveway geometrics? I didn't catch that.
Oh, so that one is basically the throw depth. So we're supposed to have 25, and I believe we have 11 feet and 7 inches. It's basically like for the throw depth. That's one of them, and I believe this staff, Public Works, approved it. And the other one is basically the approach distance. I know it's supposed to be like 100 something, and then we have 74 feet. And again, like this waiver was approved by Public Works as well. The only waiver that was not approved was the attached sidewalk. And that's why the design review was also denied. It's just because of the sidewalk, but they had like no problem with the building itself.
Throw yep. depth is how far the driveway comes in before there is a turn or a parking space.
Thank you. Leanna Conley, 8320 Avery Street. Out of curiosity, what is the restaurant? Like, what is its name? What is the...
It's going to be a tavern. Not sure.
Is it a chain restaurant, or is it a personally owned restaurant?
It's not PT's.
I have no idea at this point.
So
we can find out.
The restaurant is not... Even so, this is just an idea. Like, it's not like no restaurant person has.
It's a use.
It's for the use.
Yeah.
It's just for the use.
That's not unusual.
Okay.
It's not unusual for them to build buildings and not have a tenant.
So it could be a PC's.
Could be.
Yes.
And when we say it's a tavern, not a restaurant, that means there's gambling, or what does that mean? There's drinking. Like, why is it?
They probably.
It's an on-site liquor consumption, no off-site sales or anything. Also, they are allowed, I think, up to 15 bar-top gaming machines,
mm-hmm.
but if nothing more, because otherwise it would be a casino.
Okay.
A tavern means that they have a bar and a restaurant.
Yes.
So you can walk up and just buy a drink,
mm-hmm.
or you can have a drink with your meal, or you can just have a meal.
Okay. And then can we see, like, the design? Like,
do you have a large one of that? No.
I have a couple.
Yeah. These are their elevations they're proposing.
Absolutely.
Is essentially what that one looks like. I'm not sure this is, that's probably a little better
yes.
representation.
Yeah.
Those are more like constitutions in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, Audrey.
Audrey Dotson, 601 Laurel Road. I want to know, you have 5 acres there, and this restaurant tavern, you're putting it on how many acres?
It's roughly 1.5 acres.
Okay, so that's going to leave you 4 acres to...
Which is like this portion right
here. ...develop in the future. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Allen's Mill, Avery Street. When do you plan to start building?
We're still in the process so far. Once we get approval, if the developer is ready, then we're going to start on the construction documents. That's going to take at least like
a year,
over a year maybe.
And
that's if they're ready to start right away.
And this is a separate project apart from the trailer park?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the trailer park is here, and this one is adjacent,
RV Park, the RV Resort,
and yeah, so it's Kitty Corner, so it's on the same, the south side of 160.
So the RV park will be a completely separate process?
Yes.
It's a different project.
It's an entirely different project that's already been approved as well.
Is there any plans in terms of timing? And when you plan to build the RV park?
They're not the RV park developers.
Different developers.
On the other side of the road.
So there'd be two restaurant bars across from each other. Oh, excuse me.
There could be. There is a commercial component to the RV park, but I don't think they have fleshed that out completely yet. There's like a convenience store, restaurant component to it.
Their design review was a gas station and 3 tenant spaces and potentially some form of a restaurant or tavern.
Which is not just, he said it was not just for the RV.
Correct.
No. Yeah, it's separate from the RV park.
Are there any plans to develop the rest of this plot?
Not at the moment. But I know, like, they're gonna try, and again, like, once they decide on what they want to do, obviously we're gonna come to the town board again to present whatever they're gonna decide, basically, to propose in there. But at this point, there's nothing.
Well, what are the plans for water, sewer, septic? What at this point?
I didn't ask a question.
What are the plans for water, sewer, septic, and stuff like that?
As a commercial property, they will be required to bring the sewer and water lines into the onto the property.
They'll do a commercial septic.
They're not going to be allowed to put septic tank, that's for sure.
They'll have to.
There are no sewer lines out there. There are no sewer lines. You'll be on
here for 25 years. You got Blue Diamond?
No. At Hualapai, do you want to bring a line on?
You've got over 2 miles.
Yeah. It will be a commercial septic. The RV park is going to be on a commercial septic.
Okay.
Yeah. And on a well.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Laura, 27 Allegro. It's really small. It's the top of the roof. I just want to know what this means. It says EL, which I think is elevation.
Elevation.
Mm-hmm.
134.
So 100 is just like an architectural dimension that we add, but it's technical because we start at like 100, basically. Instead of starting at 0. So when you read 134 and 8 inches, that's technically 34 feet and 8 inches only.
So it's 34 feet tall.
Yes.
My house is 35.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when they were...
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Russell Seuss, 1171 West Woodlawn for Veronica. Going back to the water, sewer, and everything, but on the water side of things, have you... applied for a commercial well permit?
Not at the moment.
Usually this happens when the civil engineer comes on board and they start the whole process. This is very initial, you know, we're just getting time to get the elements.
Right, but understanding that this is a design review and things on the property need to be assessed. In order to have fire suppression for this, in this well, you're going to have exactly what Terrible Herbs has across the way, which is that great big Coke sign to maintain fire suppression.
Right.
And if you have no idea where that is going, where the well's going, where the tank's going, how can anybody actually effectively understand what's going on in this property? Again, it's a design review.
Right, for the design, not for the utilities.
that. But that's part of it.
It is not.
No.
No, we are looking at the design.
And
the
then
utilities
the next step.
Are for them to figure out.
Yeah, the next step would be to get their civil engineer and design those.
50-foot or 100-foot Coke can out there, that should be part of the, it's just like a billboard. It should be part of the plan.
Well, that would be, we have several of those like down in Sloan, and that would be part of what they have to provide for fire suppression. It's not part of the design.
But it is.
They're not going to have a Coke can. If they were wanting to do that,
it'd be a Jack bottle.
If they were wanting to, if they were wanting to use a design.
Good.
Now we have traffic
into
our mailboxes.
Yeah.
And we have traffic getting to our mailbox.
Are they moving
our mailbox
mailboxes?
Is at the Coke can.
Yeah.
What to tell you?
I know.
Watch out for drunk drivers. Get the mailman right. To deliver on
their road. I do have a question. Because you have the outdoor patio, and maybe you can answer this, is there going to be restrictions based on how they can utilize that in terms of like noise ordinance, like after a certain amount of time? Because I know they have that the plan says that they have outdoor seating, open outdoor seating.
They
like,
did not ask for live entertainment or outdoor amplification.
But being that this potentially is going to be a tavern or something that would be 24 hours, is there
it would
going,
be subject to the code.
Okay.
But they, like I said, they did not, like, you know how when Cottonwood Station came in, they had asked for outside amplification, so they have not asked for that. So if they're going to want to have music, anything, noise out there,
okay,
as far as
they're
going
to have
that,
to come and ask for it. Yeah, because that was just my concern, is if you have a 24-hour establishment and you have an open patio, like there, I would like to see that be restricted to a specific time in the evening, just because of the rural nature and how things travel, you know, even just the chatter of people dining or doing whatever libations, all of it. I would hope that would cease at a decent hour, say, you know, 10 o'clock. Okay, so I think that will.
So are the hours of operation going to be 24 hours?
I don't think they've specified that, but I would assume with a tavern, it probably would be.
Excuse me. Does anyone else want to see the elevation plan? Okay,
thank you.
And then I guess my next question too is, I know you pulled it's like I saw your original site plan, you had the detached walk, and then you changed it to an attached walk. Is there a reason you did that? It's kind of baffling to see you do that when now you're asking for a waiver. That's the one waiver that staff doesn't support, so.
Yeah. There was some conversations with the commissioner's office, and I don't want to put, you know, much on it, but, and then the owner actually asked us to pull off, so.
Okay.
Well, detached sidewalks are being asked for on every property in all of Clark County, so.
Yeah, we were asked to match the
You guys haven't met with our office. You need to set up an application. You have an appointment to meet with us.
Okay.
Has there been a traffic impact study done?
Not at this moment.
That again would happen after approval
of
this.
Yeah, condition.
Yeah, it is a condition.
Yeah.
Like, Public Works will require that, and drainage, and.
Yeah, traffic study and compliance. Yeah. Drainage study and compliance, traffic study and compliance.
Would that potentially change then the access into the property? Because when you look at where that driveway is in relationship to Wigwam, and then
probably not, because NDOT isn't going to want to give them a driveway onto.
No, I know they won't get a driveway on. I'm just thinking about when they said that they don't know what's going on the remainder of the property. That driveway doesn't access the remainder of the property, and there's not enough room unless you actually go onto Wigwam to get to the other side of the property.
There will be cross access. There will be cross access throughout.
You know, we can only review what is before us right now.
Well, the 5 acres is before you, correct?
No, just this site. Just this site right here is before.
Just this portion of the 5 acres.
Well, it's a portion of the five, but the five is listed.
Well, yeah, because you have to list the whole property. But we're not developing the rest of the property, so how would we even know what to tell them to put? You should have bought it then.
I didn't know it was for sale.
With the Red Rock overlay, what is the lighting situation? Because, I mean, hopefully it won't be like another beacon like the gas station.
Yeah, sure.
This was something specifically that the planner has asked about. And I believe, don't we have an justification letter or something, or the notes on elevations that says that all the lighting will be shielded and there's going to be no high poles in the parking lot?
Okay.
Yeah, we did have to address that.
Awesome.
They don't have a dark sky.
That's not
awesome.
A dark sky.
Out here, no.
No,
is that
there?
No, we tried. We can't do dark skies because dark skies is a national designation, which is as confusing as you can get, because
yeah,
I've tried.
It's onerous.
It is insane. I tried like 3 different shines to understand it and bring it here, and it's crazy. But Colleen did tell me that Red Rock is working on getting it.
Yeah.
So, Red Rock as in the NCA. So no, we don't have dark skies here with that designation. It is already part of the overlay to have not dark skies, but to have low level lighting, which they would have to comply with.
You can see kind of like some of the wall to higher, so probably a portion of it.
Should we see if there's any other questions?
I have a quick question. So can we condition? Can I put a condition on the tab side? Can we condition them to put it back?
No, you would deny it. Okay, so we're going to deny, and that is waiver. Look at this. Yeah, this is number two.
I was like, I just flipped all these over. I had all of them.
So are they?
Number two, sorry. Yes, okay. All right, are there any other questions?
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve WS250828 with the exception of the waiver of development standards number 2 for the attached sidewalks. I would also like to place a condition that the patio restriction, that there be a patio use restriction at 10 p.m. since you're a 24-hour establishment. And then if we need to, I might as well put the condition on the low lighting restrictions just to be
safe.
That's
already in the code.
Okay, all right.
So you can't condition a code requirement.
Okay.
Second. Aye.
You hit on my problem with it was exactly what you said, but the rooftop was, I think you might have solved that problem because it was the same thing that happened next door with the Cottonwood Cafe,
yeah,
where they, you know, said, Steve and Jody said that they would, you know, shut down at 10 o'clock and stuff.
Yeah,
because
I think it's important.
Because the neighbors just above there on the hill and stuff. And so I think 10 o'clock would be good for the neighbors to close it at, you know, close the rooftop at that point in time. So I would vote yay.
Okay.
Yay to that, yeah.
All right, so we have a motion to approve with stated conditions. The next order is general business. Huh? Oh, am I on the wrong one?
No, you're fine.
Okay, hold on. I got something. All right, so yes, we move to general business. So first on this is to review last year's budget request and receive input for next year's budget request. Can we please have the room be quiet until we finish our meeting? Any side conversations either need to stop or be taken outside. Thank you. We still have a few items left. All right. So we will review last year's budget and receive input on next year's budget.
So I looked back in my notes, and we didn't come up with a list last year because of meetings getting canceled and everything.
Okay.
So let's talk about things. I know I brought it up at a meeting for us to discuss and think about. So did anybody, I know one of the items is a I think I read it at the last meeting, is the older kids' playground area.
Yes.
Did anybody else come up with anything else that they are, would like to see improvements in the community from the county?
Would this be an applicable place for some of the, like, redoing some traffic signs or doing, like, crosswalks? Is that...
Traffic signs, if they... and that's... I already have that on the list. And we're not going to wait for a budget request. We're going to put that in right away. And crosswalks has to be studied by Public Works, because crosswalks are not the miracle people think they are, because we see that all the time. Is people think they see a crosswalk and they have a false sense of security, so we don't just put crosswalks everywhere. So that's on the list that I had got, and that I'm going to send to Public Works all those different requests to review each one. The street signs are already on there, and then that. So,
cool. Thank you. Question for 27 Lero. Aren't crosswalks required in your schools? In general?
I don't work for Public Works, but I don't believe so. And and crosswalks usually are only at intersection. It's very rare that there is a mid-block crosswalk.
And I think our school is just so unique because we don't have a standard road there. So I think that's why it's not required of our school, just the rural nature of our community too, not to be that it wouldn't be considered. So hopefully Public Works will have some insight on if that's something that they would support, or have a solution if that's not it.
Okay.
Anything else on that? All right.
I'd like to see Public Works come out with the street cleaner every once in a while for some of the side streets along 160, especially after heavy rainstorms.
Okay. That's not a capital improvement. That's just a request.
Okay.
That's just a request. Like the playground equipment. That's a capital improvement. That's
okay.
Something. But this is always hard for you guys because you have a lot of things everybody asks for. You know, everybody asks for a community pool. You have a community pool. You know, so it's not unusual. You don't have to try to make up stuff. You guys have a lot of the things that people would ask for. So.
I do still want the playground, though.
Yes, I know.
It needs an upgrade.
Yeah. Well, no, the request was for a new playground, additional playground. If you think the existing one needs to be refurbished or something, that's...
No, the existing one's fine.
Yeah, I guess the existing one was fine. I was under the impression that it was to replace that area and just have it be for multi-age groups, because it was...
The request was for an
additional
playground for
I did not know
slightly
that.
Older
All right.
kids.
Well, then let's leave it at that. to leave
That's
it
what we've
for
asked
little.
For a couple years now.
Okay.
Whose jurisdiction is our street signs, the ones that the name's gone and they need to be replaced? Who handles that?
That's Clark County, and I said I'm going to put it in.
Yeah, I just didn't know. That's all. Yeah, I know. I just want to know if that was in your purview.
Mm-hmm. I actually did drive around a couple years ago and took pictures of them all, sent them in, and I've done that for... I know. I don't always get what I want either.
All right. Do we need to...
I don't have this.
Yeah, so I would just need... the only capital improvement that people point out is the playground.
Okay.
So
we do need to do a possible action. Okay, so we will move to approve the next year's budget request. For the additional playground. Next is to review and approve the 2026 meeting calendar for possible action.
Pass them along. So it's same night, same time. Well, unless you guys want to change the time. Mm-hmm. And just November and December canceled due to holidays. And as always, if something comes up, just like this last year, if we have an item coming through that we need to have a special call for, we can always have a special call during those months.
Okay. And I'll just note to our board that we don't actually have one in March. It's April 1st. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just way to count.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'll move to approve our schedule.
Okay.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Proof.
Okay. And then we need to receive the Red Rock CAC bylaws.
Bylaws. These are the same ones as every year. Nothing has changed, and we actually don't need to make any updates because we didn't change the meeting date or time. So
okay, perfect. Yeah, so and I know we talked about changing the time of day. I think we can, even though it would be
nice.
Oh, this is for discussion only. Okay.
That's it.
All right, and then next we will open for comments by the general public. This would be a period devoted to comments about matters relevant to the jurisdiction or if things need to put on the agenda. For next time, are there any? I'm not seeing any.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Carmen Alfrey, 1930. I have a question. I don't know if it's anything to do with this board, but there was a water moratorium on certain lots, and then it's like that water moratorium was lifted, and now they're building mansions on at least one of these lots. Is that anything we talked about?
The moratorium was not lifted.
Yes,
there
it
was,
hasn't been lifted. No,
but there was some discrepancy on, I think it was 7 lots, where there was what was announced as what the rules were going to be were different than what was put out in the moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially there were lots that already had meters that they still get to build because they had a meter. So there was a decision that came out from the water district.
It just feels like 7 lots in a time when we're trying to save water is like, that's a lot of new builds in a place that is trying to.
Yeah, but they already had meters. I mean, they had already had, water had already been committed to those lots.
And based on our usage and based on what we're allotted, there really is room for that additional acreage. I know we're doing our best to save, and it's good to see that where we, what we can use and what we are using. So.
Yeah. I just like the character of Blue Diamond the way it is, and like approving more mansions and putting in more giant water using mansions is just like, I feel like it's kind of at odds with the direction I'd like Blue Diamond to be going.
Yep.
But I understand you guys didn't pick that. Yeah. I just wanted to understand it.
And they are limited on the meter size. But
yeah.
And
4,000 feet is like, it's not that much of a limitation, you know.
Well, you know, there's plans that just came in for a house, for a new house coming through, and it's very modern architecture, absolutely not my style, not something I would like, but we don't get to decide that, you know.
Yeah.
They own the lot, they own the meter,
right.
You know, they have the right to build just like your house anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Megan, this goes under, I shouldn't say it, but I will, are we going to have to do our yearly orientation?
I don't think so. Dan hasn't said anything about it. I'm not saying anything.
No, that's why I was covered.
Well, the big one is every Tuesday.
Yeah,
Usually they have you do a little ethics thing this year, but I'm not saying anything.
Turn
off the recorder.
Good. That's 4 hours of our lives that we
won't
get back.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Our next meeting date is February 25th, 2026. 7 p.m. this location, and I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
All right.
Yeah.
Are these actually?
Yes.
Oh.
I got extra copies of the.
Oh, no, they ran out of them.